You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Civility 360, folks, your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. I'm your host, Professor Vernet A. Joseph, and I'm always joined by my good friend, my host, Global World Civility Leader, Sir Clyde Rivers. And today, we are super excited to be bringing to you something that you have never experienced before. And what would that be, you asked? And I'm so glad that you did. Today, we are celebrating Caribbean Civility Day. Caribbean Civility Day. And I am super honored to come on behalf of Civility 360 and to share this opportunity and season and time with you. This will be celebrated every October 5th from this point forward. Annually on October 5th, this will be celebrated. And I can't wait to show you the dynamic lineup that we have for you today. Listen, I want to introduce a good friend of mine. His name is Nelson Noel. Dr. Nelson, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm very well. I'm very good. And you, my friend?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal, my friend. Listen, today is a historic day. It's Caribbean Civility Day. I'm super excited to see the work that we get to do together. And man, oh man, do we have a lineup for the people today? Before we get started, Dr. Noel, I want you to tell me, how did Caribbean Civility Day come about?
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. I can say first, I honor your presence, like global ambassador, impactful man. Everybody know what big work you're doing. And I remember when you last time, the COVID economy, it was a wonderful meeting. And that inspiring also this program we call the Caribbean Civility Day with Dr. Clyde Rivers. He coming with this idea, say, Nelson, what do you think about the Caribbean countries? Because I think this is the time for people have other view about the Caribbean country. And say, that is very wonderful ideas. And he said, what do you think if we bring civility in Caribbean countries? I'm saying, I'm very open for that. And then we start to promote this idea.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. Now tell the listening audience and the viewers a little bit about who you are and what you actually do, Dr. Nelson, because I don't think most people understand the impact, the power, and the influence that you garner. Talk to us, sir.
Okay, my name is Nelson Noel, like you said. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a founder, president, a multiple fusion company. It's located in London, UK. And also I have a residence in France, okay? And I'm also World Civility Ambassador and the Civility Program. And I'm really involved in social development in Haiti. I create a company there too, called MEFA. And I can say I really develop economy, civility, and also social, and I'm involved in political, so in my nation.
Outstanding. So listen, folks, anyone who tells you that one man or one woman can't change the world, they obviously have not met the ambassadors that we are about to bring on. And I'm super excited for this because civility truly is, Dr. Nelson, the engine that drives our world. And when people understand that, what happens is life begins to change. Could you imagine a world where everyone brought their best to the table? Could you imagine a world where we all were what we call people builders? See, we don't look down, we don't look light or little or low on anyone because everyone is carrying greatness on the inside of them. And I am super super excited to be with you and this host of wonderful leaders from around the world today.
Me too. I'm very happy to be with you. And I think amazing things will happen today because we have many surprises for people watching right now.
Absolutely. So one thing before we get started that I'd like to share with everyone, if you haven't already, share this actual link. I want you to share the Facebook link. I want you to share the YouTube link. Start a watch party because what you are about to experience is definitely going to be top notch and phenomenal. You will see people from all around the Caribbean. Man, we have people, Dr. Nelson, from Haiti, from Suriname, from Peru, yeah, from St. Martin. Man, you name it. From the Dominican Republic, from Chile, man, look at that, Curacao, Anguilla, and Puerto Rico. Man, when we say global or worldwide, we are not playing around, folks. So I ask you to do it right now. If you're watching, if you have a friend or someone who's going to be appointed today, if this topic intrigues you, if you are a leader in another Caribbean island and you haven't heard about Caribbean Civility Day, now is your time. Tap in, my friends, tap in. And for those of you who want to see your comments pop up in this actual broadcast, you need to go to the Civility 360 pages and your comments from Facebook and from YouTube will actually show up. Man, I am so excited, Dr. Noel. I don't know what to do with myself. Again, let me show the listening and viewing audience, this is what it's all about. It's about making big things happen in your community and abroad. And when you do that, when you allow God to use you and help the world, you change the world. Are you picking up what I'm putting down right now? This is awesome. Let's show the people a little bit. Check out this banner, my friends. Caribbean Civility Day, October 5th, 2020. We're promoting kindness and respect for all countries. Kindness and respect for all countries. Woo! All right. I am super excited about what's getting ready to happen. Now, Dr. Nelson, tell us about the first person who is actually going to be awarded today.
Okay. Normally, we have Alberta Fortuna. She is a very wonderful woman. She's from Haiti because we put by alphabetical name. She start in banking system in Haiti. And when she come in US, people say to her, you can do banking in US because you have to change orientation. Maybe you can be nurse or something else. She said, no, I will continue in my dream. I will continue, I will fight for my dream. I can do it. Exactly. She have very wonderful promotion and she big position in bank right now in US in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
Amazing testimony.
This is phenomenal. So our first appointee is from Haiti, the diaspora of Haiti. Let's go ahead and show her actual certificate today. You are being appointed as a Caribbean Civility Ambassador. And we proudly bestow upon you and appoint you for the impeccable work that you are doing in the service to the Caribbean nations. Ms. Alberta, we salute you. And we're grateful to have you on board with us today. Miss Alberta, God bless you. Thank you for the work that you are doing. And know that you have the whole of Civility behind you to make big things happen. Thank you for the impact that you are making in our world.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Blessings to you. All right. And next up, who do we have, Dr. Nelson?
We have Carmelita Elga Penhel. She's from Suriname. She's an amazing worker woman in social work. She connected with local government. She's a very influential lady there. And she also connected with big leadership training ministry in Europe, like exactly Netherlands.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ms. Carmelita. We are super excited on behalf of ICN, on behalf of Civility 360. We salute you. We appreciate you. You are now appointed as a Caribbean Civility Ambassador, and we thank you for the work that you are doing in the Caribbean nations. We appreciate and salute you.
Wow.
Blessings, blessings to you. We are super excited to have you. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And next up, sir, who do we have?
We have Cesar Augusto Garcia from Peru. This man also is an amazing leader. He's also involved in politics in his country and social, and he's also had big experience in bank system and economy system. This is a very strategic guy. He in media is a big voice in Peru.
Okay, awesome, awesome. This is Cesar. We are super excited to have you. We appoint you today as a Caribbean Civility Ambassador. We thank you for the impeccable work that you are doing, and we are super honored to have you on board. Now, I know that we have several people in the actual chat and in the back room. Cesar is not quite yet on, but we want to honor you, Cesar. We want to let you know that we appreciate you, and the work that you are doing is important, and we're grateful and thankful. And as everyone gets awarded, if you would, make room in the back so that the next person can come on board to receive their actual appointment. That would be awesome. Again, thank you so much, Cesar. We appreciate you and all the work that you are doing. Once again, if you have been awarded, come out of the background so that others can come in so that they can get their actual appointment award.
So we have the fourth one is Deborah Cornelia Dostman.
Yes.
This lady is very wonderful lady. She from Holland, Netherlands, but she has big experience in Caribbean countries. And when we have big wagons from in Saint Martin, she raised money, big money, to help build hospital and to give solution in Saint Martin. And what she doing, the government Holland was involved in that strategic plan, and she have big names. She also businesswoman, is very strategic person, will come in right now.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Deborah. We appreciate you. You are now appointed as a Caribbean Civility Ambassador. We thank you for the impeccable service and work that you are doing in the Caribbean nations. And I know you're hailing all the way from St. Martin. Thank you so much. Thank you for being on with us today.
Thank you so much, Professor. Vernet A. Joseph, my connection is not that good. Sorry for that. My camera is not working, but I'm very much appreciate this award. Thank you all so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Blessings to you. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
And now, once again, Dr. Nelson, before you go forward, I want to let all those who have already been awarded to know that they should drop out of the background so that the others who are being awarded can now start coming in. So if you can explain that, I know that we're speaking in multiple languages. So take a moment to explain that.
Okay. Mis amigos que reciben el award, ahora como somos muy honrados para el award que usted ha recibido, ahora necesitamos que usted pueda conectarse para que las otras personas que va a recibir su award puedan conectarse en el sistema. Pour ceux qui ont déjà l'award, vous pouvez, s'il vous plaît, vous déconnecter. Déjà, nous vous remercions, nous vous félicitons pour cette grande opportunité et cette fête que nous sommes en train de développer ensemble maintenant. Alors, s'il vous plaît, déconnectez-vous du système avec les autres personnes qui peuvent même se connecter pour recevoir leur award. Vous pouvez vous déconnecter. Après 10 minutes, vous pouvez, comme vous voulez, vous connecter, mais vous pouvez en même temps suivre l'événement sur Facebook. Vous pouvez suivre Abel Evento en Facebook pour que vous ayez reçu l'award. Muchas gracias.
Yes, indeed. Once again, we have to know that we are literally transcending multiple time zones right now. So I thank everyone for all that they're doing to operate and make this work. Now, I know the next person that we have coming up is Desiree, if I'm not mistaken, DT Texler, right?
Exactly. Desiree Tremont Texel from Suriname.
Yes, yes, yes. Please, please go forth.
Desiree Texel Timon from Suriname is very big leader. He's a pastor by vocation, but he traveled all over the world in his career. He was in India, in Africa. He built many churches in Caribbean countries, and he's also big names in Europe, exactly in Holland. So this man is connected with Suriname, and he do very, very big work. So I think he's very big opportunity to give him this award.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, once again, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us today. Desiree, we salute and appoint you today as a Caribbean Civility Ambassador. We thank you for your work in Suriname and around the world. We appreciate the impeccable service that you are providing to our Caribbean nations, and we are grateful and thankful for you, my friend. Let's bring Desiree to the front. Thank you, sir.
Can you hear very well? It's microphone.
He's on mute.
Your microphone. Put your microphone.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for the impeccable work that you are doing, and welcome. You are now appointed as a Caribbean Civility Ambassador. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And next up, who do we have? Is it Elizabeth?
Yes, we have Elizabeth Elisco. Elizabeth Elisco is from Haiti. She also have big career. She very started one, the same region like me in Carrefour. Carrefour is close to Bizoton, Fontamara, you know, all of these names. It's very like poor region. But she gradually take leadership, and today she working in bank position, very good strategically, like in network marketing inside the National Bank in Haiti. And she have big testimony. She also do big work with kids every year, and she deserve this award.
Wow. Thank you, Miss Elizabeth. God bless you. We appoint you as a Caribbean Civility Ambassador, and we want to say thank you for your impeccable service to the Caribbean nations. You are truly making the world a better place. And because of people like you, we are making a difference and changing our world. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. How are you?
Comment allez-vous, Elizabeth? Elle dit que, en fait, l'ambassadeur Venin a dit qu'une personne comme vous mérite cet award. Et merci pour le travail que vous faites dans le monde. Il vous demande comment allez-vous.
Bonsoir, bonsoir tout le monde. Je vais très bien, grâce à Dieu. Je suis tellement contente. Et je vous remercie infiniment pour ce prix. Merci encore. Toute la gloire est à Dieu. Merci.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited for this award, and I don't know what to say, but thank you. Thank you very much. Thank
blessings,
you.
Blessings. As they would say, grâce à Dieu.
Huh? Amen.
Okay. Yes, indeed. All right. Dr. Nelson, we have Miss Florence. Florence should be coming up next.
Yes, Florence Lando. This woman, oh my God, is very impactful woman. She have more than 50,000 people in a network. She working in the company, have 60 billion of people all over the world. Just in US, 5 million of people. She working in on a company we call it Atom. What she do? She turning people to have economic success, to coming out of poverty. And she named it in Asia and South Korea. People respect her everywhere. And journal, you have her page, like a black lady in South Korea. She's very amazing, a woman, and impactful. I think she deserves this award.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. I am super excited just to see all those who are coming in from all around the world. Florence, we want to salute you, and today we appoint you as a Caribbean Civility Ambassador. Thank you for your impeccable work and impeccable service to our Caribbean nations. Thank you for all the work that you're doing to make our world a better place. Florence, you are phenomenal. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you very much for this award. I really appreciate it. And I thank God for everything. And thank you, Dr. Noel, and you, and also Dr. Clive Rivers. I appreciate everything that you guys do for the community.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Again, what we want to do is make sure if you have already been awarded, please drop out of the background so that we can bring the additional ambassadors that will be appointed today. So if you have already received your award, take a moment to drop out of the background so that we can bring in the others. I believe next up we should have Juan Sanchez. Juan Sanchez. Go ahead, sir.
So the Ambassador Vernon said, dice a ustedes, por favor, que ya recibió la UAD, puede conectarse y puedes seguir mirando el evento en Facebook para que las otras personas puedan también recibir su award. Ya sea por favor para recibir su award, ahora puede conectarse si ya ha recibido el award para que otras personas puedan conectarse. Si vous avez déjà reçu votre award, s'il vous plaît, vous pouvez vous déconnecter. Vous pouvez continuer à suivre ce programme sur Facebook. Comme ça, les autres personnes qui doivent eux-mêmes recevoir le award puissent se connecter. Merci, s'il vous plaît. Faites-le maintenant. Merci.
Absolutely. Next up, we have Juan Sanchez.
Juan Jose Sanchez Rivera. So Jose Juan Sanchez, this guy is from Panama. I met him there because I had very impactful business meeting there. He's a pastor, but he's also a government man. His church is a businessman and political people. He's very highly connected. These men have very big grace and working and social investing in people. His wife is lawyer. He's very man, very big engagement and mountain everywhere. I call it dynamic man. These men deserve this award.
yes.
Habla español, que Juan Sánchez es de Panamá y es un hombre muy, muy, muy dinámico que está trabajando no solamente como pastor, pero está haciendo un trabajo muy impactado en la sociedad de Panamá y también un trabajo de gobierno y está en todos lados en las montañas. Yo digo, es un hombre muy dinámico, deserve este award.
Yes, indeed. Juan, we want to say thank you for all that you are doing to make the world a better place. Nelson, I will let you translate.
El señor Werner, Ambassador Werner, said, gracias por el trabajo que usted está haciendo para llevar el mundo en un mejor lugar.
And today we appoint you as a Caribbean Civility Ambassador.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.